Today's daf is Shabbos daf Lamed Gimel, and we have three lines from the bottom of daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis Ba'avoin Gezel. Today's daf is being learned as a Tzchus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Yechiel Yosef ben Sara, Gavriel Tzvi ben Yutka, Henech Yisrael ben Esther Necha, Yitzchak Elio ben Chaya Sara, Avram Yekusil ben Gittel, Avram Kaddish ben Malka Bela, Rafal Zalman Hillel ben Chavayenta, Shloimezev ben Chaya, Mesharim ben Toiba Esther, Ben Simon ben Adasa Chasya, and Leia bas Chana. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Malya bas Rab Yosef, Shmu Yaakov ben Chayim Yehuda, and Shmuel ben Yibadol Chaim Toivin Shimon Zev. So the latter part of yesterday's daf was rather morbid. It spoke about La'olam lo'yamid Adam b'makom sakana. It spoke about why people die. Mida kineged mida. The first part of today's daf is going to pick up on that note, and then daf lamed gimel lamed beis, we're going to learn one of the most famous dafin in Shas, the Gemara that tells the story about Reb Shimon bar Yochai. It's impossible to forget that's Shabbos lamed gimel, daf lamed gimel, daf lag. Either way, zok the Gemara, ba'avoin gezel, it's because of the fact that people steal, that hagavoy oila, it causes grasshoppers to come and to consume the crops that people have. Additionally, the harav hoiva, it brings hunger. Uvnei adam oichlim b'sar b'neim uvnei seim. And the hunger can get so bad, meaning it can reach such a low that people will be forced to eat the flesh of their children. Shenemar, how do you know this? The pasuk says, Shimu adover hazeh, parois habashan. So the Navi's talking to the cows of Bashan. We'll see who they are in a moment. Asher b'har shomrein, they dwell in har shomrein. Ha'oishka is dalin, ha'roitz itzayis av yoinim, who also steal. Now, who were these parois habashan that were gazlonim? Amar Rava. Rava said, "Gigoyin hani nashi de mechuzah." An example of this would be the women of mechuzah. So Rava was the Rav in mechuzah, and he said an example of this would be the women of mechuzah. The achlan, they eat v'loy avadon, and they don't work. So what? Why does that make them gazlonim? So Rashi says two pshatim, both interesting. In the first pshat, Rashi says v'nimtzah shagoyzus las balei. It comes out to stealing from their husbands. Their husbands work hard. They consume the Maisa Yodayim of their husband, but at the same time, they're not contributing. So the women themselves are the gazlanim. Va'oid, says Rashi, mitoich shamelu modeis b'maychelu mishta, because they live a high lifestyle, goyrem, as they cause lebailam ligzal, their husbands to end up stealing. Either way, the parais habashon, Rava said, is referring to the women in his kehila in Mechuza. Okay. What were they? They were gazlonim. And it says, he kasei eschem bashidofoin uvayirokoin. The pasuk says that I have caused you to have shidofoin and yirokoin. Harbois kanoisechem v'karmeichem uteinechem v'zeisechem yoichel ha-gazom. It's going to be so bad that the gazom, grasshoppers, are going to come and they're going to eat all your crops. And the pasuk says, yeser ha-gazom achala arba. V'yeser arba achala yelik. V'yeser ha-yelik achala chasal. That's a pasuk in Sefer Yoyel that talks about this terrible plague of locusts that affected the world at that time. And it mentions Gazim as being one of the grasshoppers. So the previous pasuk that's referring to the Parois Habashan, that was a pasuk in Amos, that said, he kasei eschem bashidofinu bayirokoin, harbeis kanoisechem v'charmeichem useinechem v'zeisechem yoichel ha-gazam. What's gazam? You see from the pasuk in Yoel that it's referring to grasshoppers. So you see clearly that because of gzela, grasshoppers come. Okay, so that explains the makar, that bavoin gezel ha-goyvoi oila. But the pasuk, the Gemara continued and said there's other punishments as well. Harav hoiva ubnei adam oichlim besar bneim uvayseim. Where do you see that it's going to be so bad, the hunger, that people are going to be forced to eat the flesh of their children? Siv, because the pasuk says somewhere else, "Vayigzar al yomin v'ro'ev, vayoychal al smoylei v'loy saveyu, ish psar zroyo yoychelu." It's going to be so bad, people won't be satisfied. They're not going to have food. It's going to get to the point they're going to eat the basar of their arm. Now that's pasha what it means. But al tikra psar zroyo, ela psar zaroy. Either way, from the combination of two psukim in Sefer Amos, one pasuk in Sefer Yoyel, and one pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya, we know that it's because of Gzela. What happens? Grasshoppers come, they eat up the crops, and the hunger that results of that is so terrible that it gets to the point that people will be forced to eat the literally their own flesh and blood. They'll eat the flesh of their children. Says the Gemara Bavayin in Yadin, it's because of the fact that judges sometimes delay judgment. So it was considered a bad thing for a judge to delay judgment. Why keep a person in suspense? Ain't simcha kataras asvegas. If someone's guilty as charged, so charge him. But to just chepe him and not go and issue even a guilty verdict is wrong. So it's because of the aver of inu yadin, v'ivus adin. And when judges go and they literally corrupted him, meaning they don't judge in the right way. The kilkul hadin, ubitul toira and bitul toira. So when the dayanim are corrupt, and there's bitul Torah, what happens? Cherev uviza rava. There's swords and there's plundering, meaning we get attacked by our enemies. V'dever ubatzoyres ba. And Rachman al-Islam, there's a magefa. Ubnei adam oichlem venim tzeveyim. And when there's a magefa, there's no food, and the little bit of food that people have isn't enough to satisfy them. V'oichlem lachma v'mishbol. They start weighing their bread. How do you know all this? Because the pasuk says, v'avesi aleichem cherev noikemes nekam bris. Hashem says a cherev is going to come, and the purpose of this cherev is going to be nekam bris, to take revenge over bris. Now, all you see from there is cherev, but if you look at the end of the pasuk, it says, v'nasaftem el oreichem, v'shilachti dever b'zoichichem, there's going to be a dever, v'nitatem b'yadoyev. Either way, all the things that the Gemara just mentioned are referenced in that pasuk. Okay, so you see that these punishments are going to come, but we said, what are they coming for? Because the judges were corrupt, or because of Bittul Torah? Would you see that? And the pasuk also says, "B'shivri lochem matei lechem va'afu'es anashim." 10 women together are going to have to shear an oven. There's going to be such poverty. Not just that, they're going to weigh the bread. This is my bread. This is your bread. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, "Yan ubiyan b'mishpatay ma'aso." What's the reason for that? It's because of mishpatay ma'aso. Mishpatim, as in they were mekalkel the din. So you see from here, number one, when there's Bittul Torah, these things happen, and number two, in this kilkul adin, these things happen. And they're learnt out from different psukim. The fact that it happens from bitul toiriz, vahavesi aleichem cherev nekemes nekambris, the bris is toirim loy bris yoyim v'layla, and that pasuk talks about this terrible hunger where there's going to be unbelievable poverty. The next pasuk says, b'shivri lochem mati lechem v'afu esen nashem lachmechem. And what's that all about? It's all because of the fact that they weren't careful in mishpat. The bottom line is, you see these two ideas. B'avayin shvo ha-shav, v'shvo ha-sheker v'chil ha-shem. It's because of daver shvo ha-shav, daver shvo ha-sheker, daver chil ha-shem, v'chil shabbos. You usually wouldn't think to put all these things together. Shvo ha-shav, shvo ha-sheker, Chilul Hashem and Chilul Shabbos. What happens? Chaya Ra'a Rava. There's going to be Chayis Ra'is that are going to attack. That's a Makas Arif. Ubehema Kala. The animals are going to all be killed. Uvnei Adam Mismatim. People are going to die. Vahadrachim Mishtoimimin. And the roads are going to be empty. How do you know all this? Shanema, because the pasuk says, Vim Be'elo Loisi Vasruli. Incidentally, all these psukim kemat that the Gemara is going to bring here and Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph come from the same place in the Torah. It's the Toichacha. The Toichacha and Torah is Kayanim. And Parashas Bechu Kaisai. So this Gemara really is very much a limo. It's an analysis of some of the very difficult psukim in Parashas Bechukos. So in the Toichacha of Parashas Bechukos, again, it says, Vim be'ela loisi vasruli, al tikri be'ela ela ba'ala, as in a shvua. Uksiv, and the pasuk says after that, v'hishlachti bochem eschayas hasode v'shikla eschem. I'm reading the end of the pasuk, v'hichrisa es behemtechem v'mita eschem v'nashamu darcheichem. Again, all the clauses that the Gemara just mentioned. Okay, uksiv, shvua sheker, loisi shavu b'shmila sheker. So again, you see that because of the averus of Shvuah, all these things happen, which is Shvuah Shav and Shvuah Sheker. Where do you see Chil Hashem? Where do you see Chil Shabbos? So it says the Gemara, a little bit of Gzeira Shavah. Because by Shvuah Sheker, it says V'leis Shavah, which means L'Shaker. V'chilalta Shem Eloi Kecha. That there's some correlation between Shvuah Sheker and Chil Hashem. U'b'chil Hashem Ksiv, V'leis Chal Hashem Kachi. U'b'chil Shabbos Ksiv, Mechalam Yasumas. V'yalav Chil Chil Mishvuah Sheker. The bottom line is that it says it by Shvuah. Once I know it by Shvuah, I know it by Chil Hashem, and I know it by Chil Shabbos, because there's an element of Chil by Shvuah, as the pasuk says. V'chilalta Hashem Aleikecha. Chilul, of course, you find by Chilul Hashem, V'leis Achalu Hashem Kachi, and Chilul, of course, you find by Chilul Shabbos, as in Mechalulea Mois Yumas. Bavoin Shvichas Damim, says the Gemara. It's because of the Avera of Shvichas Damim that Beis HaMikdash Charev, the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed. Ushchina Mestalekes Miyisrael. It's going to cause the Shechina to go away from Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'loisach Nifu, and that pasuk is talking about shvichas damim, and then it says v'leisetam es aretz asher atem yoishvim ba asher ani shoychem b'soicha. If there's going to be shvichas damim, the land is going to be tameh. So we learn from there ha atem mitameh moisa. If you do cause shvichas damim, you'll cause tumah to the land, and then einchem yoishvim ba, you won't be there. Ve'eni shoychem b'soicha, and the shechina won't be there either. So v'leisetam es aretz, don't be mitameh the land. Asher atem yoishvim ba, and asher ani shoychem b'soicha. So if there's no tumah in the land, then you'll be there, number one. Number two, the Shekhinah will be there as well. It's mashma, if the land becomes Tameh, you won't be there, meaning the Beis HaMikdash will be Charev, and the Shekhinah won't be there, meaning Shekhinah Mistalekes Mi'Yisrael. What causes that? What's the context of those psukim? Shvichas Damim. So you see from there, Bavon Shvichas Damim, Beis HaMikdash Charev, Shekhinah Mistalekes Mi'Yisrael. Bavon Gilei Arayis, Kusra Ver, Gilei Arayis, Vavayduz Kirchavim, Vashmat HaShmitin V'Yoivleis. Again, three things that you wouldn't necessarily put together. So Gilei Arayis, Vavayduz Zara always come together. Two of the big three, two of the averus that are Yehari Gavayaver, but we're throwing in the halachas of Shemitah and Yovel. So what happens if when Klal Yisrael is guilty of these averus, galus baloyvel, it causes galus. Umaglin oisim, the Yidden end up being thrown out of their land, out of Eretz Yisrael. Uban achem v'yoshim kaimim, and other nations come and they settle the land. How do you know all this? Because the pasuk says gizkol teiveso el also anche yaretz, and that pasuk is talking about the avera of the avera of Gilei Arayos. Fixiv, and the pasuk says, Vatitma ha'aretz va'efkoi davoina oleo. The land's going to become tameh, and Hashem says, I'm going to remember the avera. Uksiv, what does Hashem say he's going to do? V'leisaki aretz eschat ha'macham ha'is, and end up being thrown out of the land. So you see, for Gilei Arayos, you get thrown out of the land. What do you see about Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah, Uksiv, and Asati es pigrechem. Pigrechem means Avodah Zarah. Fixiv, if there's going to be Avodah Zarah, Vashimoisi es mikdashechem. The eschem ezore bagoyim. Again, you're going to be thrown out of the land. Shmita b'yovlus k'siv. What do you see by shmitas and yovlus? So that's actually a mafurish a pasuk in parshas bechukosai. As tirtza aretz shab soyser kol yemei hashama va'atem be'eretz oyvechem k'siv kol yemei hashama tishbois. The pasuk says that Klal Yisrael, Mida Keneged Mida, you didn't keep Shemitah, meaning you didn't make sure that the land rested. Because of that, you're going to have no choice, but the land is going to end up resting at some later date. Meaning you were supposed to make the land rest during all the Shemitah years. Hashem says, I have a cheshbon of all the years of Shemitah, and eventually you're going to have to pay up that chayv. So the land is going to end up resting simply because the Jews are going to be exiled. Rashi and Chumash and Parshas B'chukayza makes a cheshbon how all the Shemitahs that the Yidden were mevatel during Bayis Rishon, they ended up paying for, they ended up being in Golas. Bavoy Nivlas Pet, because of the Avera of Nivl Pet, Tsorois, Rabois, Ugzerois, Koshois, Mischachois. You wouldn't think Nivl Pet is so chomer. I mean, we know it's chomer, but listen to what Chazal say. Tsorois, Rabois, Ugzerois, Koshois, Mischachois, Ubachureis, Soini Yisrael, Mesim, of course, not Soini Yisrael, this is euphemistically speaking, the Bachrim die, Yusoimim, Vaalmonis, Soyakim, Ve'enonenim. The Torah says that if the Yosem and the Amana cry to Hashem, Hashem says he's going to listen. Even that's not going to happen. Shenemar, how do you know all this? The pasuk says, Al kein al bachuriv lo yismach Hashem. Ves yisoyma ves al menoysav lo yurache. Ki kuloi chonef umera. What is that? Why? There's going to be no simcha from the bachurim. The yisoymim and the almanis Hashem won't even have rachmanis on. How? What could possibly be so bad? What did the Yidden do to deserve this? Says the pasuk, you know why? Ki kuloi chonef umera. V'chol peh doiver nevala. Emphasis in Nivul Peh. B'chol zoyz leishav apoy v'oid yodin netuya. May v'oid yodin netuya. What's the end of that pasuk? So again, it's hard to go through exactly what the drashas are, so that's why we do what we do. We go through these gemaras a little bit quickly. But the gemara stops for a moment and says, what does the end of the pasuk mean? V'oid yodin netuya amarav chonim barrova. Hakul yodin kam along. Everybody knows why a kala goes to the chuppah. But at the same time, it doesn't give an excuse to talk about it. El koilam and abul piv. Anyone that actually talks about it, afilu chaysmin olav gzar din shal shivim shana l'toivah. Even if this person had a gzar din of 70 years straight toiv, hoifchan olav l'ra, it's going to end up being reversed. This, incidentally, is the opposite of Amin Yeheshmei Rabba. Amin Yeheshmei Rabba, you could have a bad Gzardin of 70 years, but Mahapach HaLotoyv. Nivul Peh is the antithesis. Nivul Peh, you could have 70 years of Toiv, but because of Nivul Peh, it's going to be Hoifchin Olav Lira. Now, where do you see that in this pasuk? Va'oid Yadai Netuya. Va'oid, Miloshin Va'ed. Va'ed means forever, a lifetime. So the oid yaday netuya, even if there was a va'ed, a lifetime of toiv that the person was supposed to have, but it could be through nivul peh, he could reverse the whole thing. You see from here the power of speech, that on the tzad ha-toiv, omin yeheshmei rabba, and on the tzad ha-ra, it's nivul peh. Of course, the Chafetz Chaim talks about this in Shmiras HaLashon. The Salma Torah is keneged kulam when it comes to mitzvahs. Lashon Hara is keneged kulam when it comes to averos. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it's not a coincidence that they both are related to speech. It says, because from all the Evarim that we have, there's one Aver that's a chelak eloika. We have one Aver ruchni, and that's speech. Like the Targum Yoinis, like the Targum Unkel says in Parashas Vayikra, Vayipav ba'apav nishmas chayim vayihi ha'adam l'ruach memalala, that the ruach memalala, the koyach hadibur that a person has, it comes from, it comes from Vayipav ba'apav nishmas chayim, comes from the person's neshama, which means it's an eva ruchni. Speech comes from your eva ruchni. So the Chafetz Chaim says, if a person uses his hand or his foot or one of his Avarim Gashmian to do an Avera, Memela. But he says, if you use your Eva Ruchni, your Eva Ruchni has nuclear capacity. So if you use it, Latoiv, Talmud Torah Kenegat Kulam. Amen Yeheshme Rabbah could be Mavatal, bad Gzardinim of 70 years. If you use it for bad, Lashon Hara is Kenegat Kulam. And here we have a Gemara tucked away, Shabbos Lamed Gimel, that Nivel Peh is Va'oid Yaday Netuya. It has abilities of Va'ed. Afilu Chais Min Olav Gzardin Shal Shivim Shana Latoiva. Hoifchen all of the ra. Amar Rabba Bar Shelam Rav Chizikom. Now, but let's pivot. If someone speaks bin Nivul Peh, Mamikin like Gehenim. Not only is he going to go to the Gehenim, but he's going to be in a very deep place in Gehenim. Shinim, as the pasuk says, Shucha Amuka Pi Zorois. Pi Zorois, someone that speaks Pi Zorois Nivul Peh, he's going to be Shucha Amuka, deep in Gehenim. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Av Shemei Avashoyzik. Even someone who just sits quietly and he listens to someone else speaking Nivul Peh, even that person's going to have the same punishment. Shenemar Zu'um Hashem Yipol Sham. Rashi says Yipol here is Miloshen Yeshev. He's sitting there, even the listener is Zu'um Hashem. Hashem's going to be angry at Amrabi Shaya. Kalamarik Atzman Avero. Anyone that clears his schedule because he wants to do an Avero. The Marshon Chedushi Agadus on this Gemara says that anytime you find the word Avero in Shas, and the Gemara doesn't explain what type of Avero it is, it's the Avero of Gilui Arayas. So if someone clears his schedule, why? Because he wants to do an avera, chaburois upsaim yoitzeboy. He's going to end up physically being ill. He's going to have chaburois and psaim. He's going to have wounds. Shenemar, the pasuk says chaburois petza tamruk bara. Someone who is memarik fura chaburois petza. He's even going to get hidroikon. Shenemar umakos chadrei botan. So hidroikon was some illness that the Gemara talks about a lot. Clearly, it was something very, very bad. So, someone who does this, he's going to be punished with hidroikin. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Simin la avera hidroikin. If you want a simin that a person is guilty, but in yoni arayis, if he gets hidroikin, that's simon milsi. That's a sign that he must have done this avera. Says the Gemara. Tanu Ravana. Shloish mina hidroikin. So, you have to read the fine print. There's three different types of hidroikin. Shal avera ava. The one that's caused by gili arayis from doing an avera causes the person's skin to become very thick. Vishal ra'av tafuach. The one that comes, nothing to do with Avera, but simply because the person is hungry, he's malnourished, that causes the person to swell. Vishal Kshafim, the one that was caused by Kishav, apparently that was a third type of Hidroikin Dak, that causes his skin to become thin. So all three of these were Hidroikin. The symptoms were a little different, and depending on the symptom, that is our way of knowing what actually caused it. Was it something spiritual? He has a chole nefesh. He committed gili arayis. Is he simply hungry, or maybe he's under the spell of some sorcerer? Says the Gemara. Shmuel Hakatan Kashbei. Shmuel Hakatan once had hidroikin. Amar he davened. He said, "Ribono shalolam, mi mefes." He said, "No one's gonna believe me," meaning people are going to start saying that maybe I'm guilty of arayis. So he said, "Hashem, please spear me from the hidroikin." And the Gemara says, "Itzi, he was speared." Abayu Choshpe, Abayu also had hidroikin. Amar Rava, Rava said, "Yedai bebe nachmeni, demach v'nashe." I have nothing to worry about Abayu. Meaning this is not a sign that maybe Abayu did averus. I know Abayu used to fast a lot. So because he fasts a lot, this is probably why it happened. Rava Choshpe, the Gemara says, Rava also had it. Faith the Gemara, Rava had it. How could Rava have had it? Meaning Rava for sure didn't do an avera. Rava probably didn't get it from fasting, because you see, he acknowledged that Abaya got it from fasting, so he realized it's dangerous to fast.
Why would he have gotten it? Now, the only other reason he could have gotten it is really based on a Gemara Masechtas Brachas. It's Negeya for this. And that is, if a person needs to go to the bathroom and he doesn't, he could also get Hidroikin. The Gemara says, if a person needs Gedoilim and he doesn't go, he can have Hidroikin. If he needs Ketanim, he can get Yurokin. But either way, says the Gemara, it's not Mestaba that happened to Rava either, because by Rava Udama, Nefisha Ketili Kedim, and Nefisha Kofan, Rava used to tell people about if you have to go to the bathroom, go. He used to tell people about if you need to eat, eat. So what could have this been about? So the Gemara says, Shani Rava, the Onsile Rabbanon Be'idne Bal Karche. Sometimes Rava was learning with his Talmidim, and he had to go to the bathroom, and Talmidim simply didn't let him go. They were asking him questions, and it was because of that he came to Hidroikim. Tanu Rabban Arbasi Manam Heim. There are four things that if a person gets this Machla, it's a sign of an Avera that he did. Similar Avera Hidroikim. Hidroikin is a sign of Gili Arayas. Similar to Sinas Chinam Yirokin. If he gets Yirokin, some other illness, it's a sign of Sinas Chinam. Similar to Gassas Haruach Anios. If a person becomes poor, it's a sign he's a Balgaiva. Simin Lelashin Hara Askara. Simin Lelashin Hara is Askara. We know the Gemara says that Hashem created hundreds and hundreds of Misais. Kosha Shebekulan is Askara. The best of all of them is Misas Neshika. But Askara isn't just a Misa. Askara is the Kosha Shebekulan. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Askara Bala Oilam. What causes Askara to come to the world? Al HaMaiser. It's because the Yidin don't give Maisers. Rashi says it's Mida Keneged Mida. When someone eats Tevel, that causes him to have Askara. Which incidentally we know that what's the Oynish for eating Tevel? So the Gemara says, the Oynish eating Tevel is Misa Bidei Shamai. You see from here that it's not just any Misa. It's Misa's Askara. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Lashon Hara. It comes from Lashon Hara. It's also Mida Keneged Mida. Again, Askara was something that affected the person's throat. So it would affect the throat if it's because of Machalas Asuras. It would affect the throat if it comes from saying the wrong thing. So again, we have a Machloikas, what causes Askara. The Tanakhama said it's because of Meiser. You have to help cup with the names. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosef said it's because of Lashon Hara. Omer Rava, Rava Savi, Temer, Shubin Lady. Maikara, what's the Makar to this? The pasuk says, "V'hamelech yismach beloikim yishalol kol hanishbaboy ki yisacher pi doivrei shaker." Yisacher is milashan askara pi doivrei shaker. Lashon hara says because of lashon hara. That was Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yosi said. That's the makar. That's why a person gets this aver. Iboilu Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yosi lashon hara kamar. I do my af lashon hara nami kamar. Tanakama said what causes askara. Maestres. Rabbi Rabbi Yossi said Lashon Hara. Did he mean Maestres and Lashon Hara? Did he mean only Lashon Hara? So the Gemara says, Toshma. Kishenichnusu Rabbi Yisainu Lekerim B'Yavna. When Rabbi Yisainu entered the Kerim in Yavna, Hayosham Rabbi Yehuda, for Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi, for Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda was there, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi was there, Rabbi Shimon was there. This is the next generation of Brachas Tav Chavches. In Brachas Tav Chavches and in other places in Shas, where the Gemara talks about Rabbi Yisainu B'Yavna, was right after the Churban. Where you had Rabbi Gamliel Diavna was there, and Rabbi Akiva was there, and Rabbi Eliezer was there, and Rabbi Yeshua was there, and Rabbi Tarfon was there. These were their Talmidim. This is already the next generation. Regardless, it was Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon. Nishal Hashel Zubafneim. They discussed the following question. They were discussing an illness. The illness that they were discussing was Askara. The physical nature of Askara is it starts in the intestines and it works its way up to the person's mouth. And they wanted to know why. So then Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Yehuda Loi was the first one to talk. Why? Because he's Rosh Hashanah Michal Makoy. Because he is always the first one to talk. For Amar, he said, Afa Bishaklayas Yoyin. So it's even though we know the kidneys help a person think. The Gemara talks about that in many places. V'lev, maven, the heart plays a role in a person's understanding. V'loshim mechatech, the person's tongue, of course, contributes in a person's ability to articulate. Peh goymer, but at the end of the day, the peh is goymer. So regardless, he said that being that the peh is the goymer, when it comes to a person talking, it's for that reason. It ends up in the peh. Then Rabbi Yosef Amar, he said a different reason. It's because they eat dvarim tmeim. The Gemara says dvarim tmeim. So who eats dvarim tmeim? Jews keep kosher. Because they eat the nichshal and tevel. They eat things that they're not supposed to eat. Then Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was also there, and he said bavoyim betel toiro. I think it's related to the avera betel toiro. So Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Loi said it's because of. Dvarim asurim. They say things they're not supposed to say. Rabbi Yossi said, Macholis asurois. Rabbi Shimon, as in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he said, it's because of Bittul Torah. Amalei, they told him, how could it be Bittul Torah? Not Shemichich. Why do women get it? Women don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So Gemara says, they don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But Shemavatlis es Baleim. But they mevatl their husbands. It's just like the Gemara says in Soita Chavalev, what schus do women have? Noshim b'may zachyon. They help their husbands learn Torah. This is the inverse. What would be their oynish? What's their connection to Bittul Torah for them to have a Bittul Torah punishment? Shemavatli says Balei. But they want to say, what about non-Jews? Non-Jews get askara too. They certainly don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. They have no mitzvah to help anyone learn. They want to say Shemavatli is Yisrael. It's because they're Mavatli the Yidden from learning Torah. Tinoik Yisrael, what about children? Shemavatli is Samir. They're Mavatli their fathers. Tinoik Yisrael is Rabbim Yachichu. What about the Tinoik Yisrael is Rabbim? These are the kids that don't. They're not Mavatli their children. So the Gemara says, Hasing to Rab Gurion. That's because Rab Gurion. Rab Gurion became Rab Yosef, Rab Shmaya. When the Sadiqim in the door, Tzadikim nitfas and alvein adar. You find tzadikim sometimes are taken away because of the sins of the generation. Sometimes the tzadik is the korban of the dar. But ain't tzadikim adar. What if there's no tzadik in the dar? Tinoik shel beis rabim nitfas and al adar. The tinoik shel beis rabim, sometimes they're the ones that are taken. Amar Rabbi Yisrael b'Azir Yivamel Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Zira. Micro, you need a makar for this. What's the makar? Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Paragal of Pasuk Ches. And loyseidi lachayafe banoshim tziiloch beikve atzoyin uriyas gidei yosayich. Al Mishkenois Harayim. Who's the Gidi Oisayach? Who are the young goats? Al Mishkenois Harayim, the Amrinan Gideon, these are the Tinoikish of Israel, the young children. Hamemushkenin al Harayim, they serve as collateral. They're a mashkin for the Royan. The Royan, the shepherds are the leaders. They're the tzaddikim, they're the Gedali Adar. Sometimes the Gedoyim could be a mashkin for the Royan. What do we want from all this? Shmam, you know one thing. Because in this discussion, who was there? Rabbi Yehuda was there. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi was there. And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was there. And they asked the following question. What's the reason that Askara operates the way it does? And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi said, it's because Askara comes from eating machalas asurois. That's why it starts in the intestinal area. It works its way up to the mouth. The intestines and the mouth both play a role in machalas asurois. In the braisa that the Gemara brought on the top of the Amid, the Tanakhama said, what causes Askara? Avoin maisa, eating the wrong foods. Rabbi Yossi said it was lashon hara. The Gemara said, Ibayilahu. Was he coming to argue or was he coming to add? Did he say not machalas asurois, dafka lashon hara? Or did he mean af lashon hara? Zakti Gemara, you see from this braisa that it's af lashon hara. Because otherwise you would have a steer, you would have a contradiction in Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi. In the first braisa, he said, Lashon Hara. In the second braisa, he said, Meiser, Macholos Asurois, Macholim that are not Mesukonim, must be, Shma Mina, Af Lashon Hara, Nami Ka'amar, Shma Mina. Either way, the Gemara digressed, and we're lucky the Gemara digressed. It's because of that digression we get this next Gemara, again, one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. Says the Gemara, and that Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, was referred to as the Roish HaMedavrim B'chol Mokhin. Says the Gemara, why? Zok the Gemara, it's because of a Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. The Yasvi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, for Rabbi Shimon, not Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon, like we had in the previous Gemara. But this was Rabbi Yehuda, who's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Yossi, that was Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi's father, and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So the three great Tanaim were sitting together. The Yosef, Yehuda ben Gerim Gabayu, and there was a Yid there, Yehuda ben Gerim. He was the son of Gerim. He was with them. Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda started talking. Va'amar, and he said, "Kamen noy maseim shal umazu." Says, take a look at the Romans. They were under the governance of the Roman Empire. They said, "What a wonderful empire! A medina shal chesed. Look at how much good they do for us. Tiknu shvakim, they made roads. Tiknu ksharim, they made bridges. Tiknu merchatzois, bathhouses. Look how much we benefit from the Romans." Rabbi Yossi was there. Rabbi Yossi Shasak, he was quiet. He didn't say anything. And then Rabbi Shimon Baichai was there. Va'amar, and he said, "I'm moicha on what you just said, Rabbi Yehuda. You're giving credit to the Romans for what they contributed. Kol masha tiknu leitiknu elu letzarech atzmon. Everything they did for themselves. Tiknu shvakim, you know where they have streets? La'ishav and zoynes for their averes. Merchatzois, you want to know where they have bathhouses? La'adim ben matzmon, because they enjoy those bathhouses. Gisharim is bridges, lead them at meches, so they should charge tolls, easy pass. Why do you think they did all these things? They didn't do this for us." So Rabbi Yehuda was praising the Romans. Rabbi Yossi was quiet, and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was meichel. He said, "Don't praise the Romans. Everything the Romans are doing, they did for themselves." Zok the Gemara, Halach Yudim and Gerim. Yudim and Gerim was sitting there. He went v'siper devreim, and he repeated what they said. Incidentally, it doesn't say that he repeated it with malicious intent. It doesn't say that he did what Bar Kamtza did. He didn't go and maser on what Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said. He simply repeated it. The problem is chavra chavra isle, v'nishmul malchus. Eventually, the Roman upper-ups heard about this. Amru, they said, we have to deal with this. Yehuda She'ila. Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lai, who spoke highly of the Romans, we're going to reward him for what he said. Yis'ala, he's going to get a shteller. You know what a shteller was? He became the Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Mokim. The reason he was the Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Mokim is because he was appointed to be so by the Roman government. Yoisi Sheshasak. Yoisi was quiet. So we're not going to reward him, but at the same time, we can't punish him too harshly. Yigolo L'Tzipari. He has to go into exile. And he ended up in Tzipari. Rabbi Yoisi lived in Tzipari. This is the rest of the story. Shimon Shagino. Shimon who spoke badly against the Romans. Yihari Yischayev Misa. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon was told that they... Romans are going to kill him. Azal Hu Ubreis, he went together with his son, Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, Tashu Bei Midrash, they hid in the base Medrash. Kol Yoima, have a Maisu Devisu Rifta. Every day his wife would come and would bring him bread, the Kuzet Demai, a little bit of water, the Karchi. And then that's how they used to eat. Yitof Gzerta, as the Gzera started intensifying, I'm going to lay the bread, Reb Shimon turned to his son, and he said, Nashim Daitan Kala, you know, I'm not so sure I trust my wife, your mother, in this situation. How do I know? Dilma Mitzarila, maybe they're going to interrogate her, maybe they're going to torture her, and they're going to say, you have no choice but to tell me where your husband is, where your son is, Megalulon. Says, this is not smart. So the Gemara says, Alzlu Toshu B'marasa. They went ahead and they decided and said they hide in a cave. It's Rachish Nisa. The problem is they had no food, they had no access. Rabbi Shimon Bar-Yochai's wife didn't know where he was. Hashem performed a miracle. Ivrlu Charuva. There was a boxer tree. Ve'ena Demaya, and there was water. And that's how they live. Says the Gemara. Vavi Mishalchi Manayo. They used to take their clothing off. Vavi Yosvi Adzavarai B'chala. They would sit in sand. Kule Yoyim Agarsi. That's the way they were when they were learning. But he didn't swim when it came time to daven. Lafshu. Then they would get dressed again. Then they would take their clothing off again. Why they do this? Because they didn't want their clothing to wear out. Says the Gemara. You know how long they were in hiding? They spent 12 years there. We always speak out the Chidah and Marisa Ayin. The Gemara says that there was a minhag that Yungalite would get married. They would go to Koil for how long? 12 years. Rabbi Akiva did it. Then he did another 12 years. But what Rabbi Akiva did wasn't an aberration. That was the standard. Standard was... Shalom Aleichem, 12 years. I'm going to learn. The Chidah says, why 12 years? He says, because the Gemara says that Ben Eser, a person is supposed to start learning Gemara when he turns 10. A person lives, we just saw before. What's Va'ed? That means 60 years of real learning. 60 years of real learning means 12 years is one-fifth. A Yid is supposed to give away a chaymish to the Eibishter. You don't just give away a chaymish of your nechasim. You're supposed to give a chaymish of everything. Mikol ashetitein liYaakov Avinu said Aser Asrenu. They used to give away a chaymish of their zman. One-fifth of my life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is yours. They used to go learn after they got married. For 12 years. Rav Shimon Bar-Yochai gave 12 years in the Ma'arim. Maybe that's why. Either way, the Gemara says, after 12 years, Asa Eliyahu, Navi came, V'kama Pischa D'Marasa. He was at the opening of the Ma'arim. Omar, he said, Man lo yidoy le-Bar-Yochai, demis kesa rubatul gzeirasa. Meaning he was talking, he acted, he wasn't talking straight to Bar-Yochai. He made believe he had no idea Rav Shimon Bar-Yochai was there. He said, I wish somebody can get the memo to Rav Shimon Bar-Yochai, he could come out of hiding. The kesar died, rubatul gzeirte, the whole gzeir is over. So the Gemara says, Nafku, they came out. When they came out, Rav Shimon Bar-Yochai and his son he saw people working in the field. Amar, Rav Shimon Bar-Yochai said, "Menichin chayi oilam va'oisik b'chayisha." How could they do this? How could they be oisik b'chayisha? Imagine the kedusha they came out of learning for 12 years, literally neck deep into sand, living off nisim and flies. They couldn't fathom that were people that were living a mundane life. Wherever Rav Shimon Bar-Yochai and the son of Rav Shimon would gaze, mi'ad nisrof, that would burn. Yotza baska came out of Amrin and said, but you came out of the Ma'arah to destroy my world. Amazing. So the first time went to the Ma'arah, they went on their own accord. But now they were forced to go back. So the Ma'arah says, Hadar Azal, they went. This time they didn't stay for 12 years, they stayed for 12 months. What was the Cheshbon? They said, we know in Gehenim a person's punished for 12 months. So we'll stay for 12 months. Shouldn't be worse than Gehenim. Yotza Baskel, Vamra Baskel came out and said, Tzu'umi Ma'arashchem. You can come out. Nafku, they came out. Kalechet have a machi, Rabbi Lazar, have a masi, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Lazar went out and he was still doing the same thing. Wherever he looked, he was causing people to die and to be burnt. But Rabbi Shimon was saving them. Amalei, he told him, Bini, my son, I understand where you're coming from. You can't fathom, you can't falaid what you're looking at. But dai lo ilam aniva ata, if me and you are on this world, that's enough. Let it be. Bahadi Panya de Malish Abto says the Gemara was Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Chazu Ahu Saba, they saw an old man. Davinoket Tre Medoni Asa. This old man was carrying two hadasim. of Dalad Minim fame. The Rahit Bein Ashmashis. It was Bein Ashmashis, and he was running. Amrulay, so Rab Shimei Chai and Rosh Hashim turned to this Saba, and he said, Hani Lamaloch, why do you have all this? Amalusi told him, the Kovet Shabbos. I have it for Kovet Shabbos. So he said, Vetiskilach, what do you need two for? One's not enough. So he told him, Chad Keneged Zachar, Chad Keneged Shomer. Because in the first Aseres Adibris, when Hashem told the Yidden about the Mitzvah of Shabbos, he said, Zachar Siyam Shabbos Akache. The second time he said, Shomer Siyam Shabbos Akache. Amalay So Rabbi Shimon Baichai turned to his son Rabbi Lazar. He said, "Chazi kama chaviv and mitzvahs al Yisrael. The Yidden, look how much they love mitzvahs. Yosef datayu, and he was okay. And they stopped burning Yidden, and they came to terms with the fact of the way Yidden were because of Ahu Saba. Maybe El Yohanavi. It was because of what they saw by this Saba. The Marsha speaks out on this Gemara. Chedushi Agadis. This is the Makar that we don't just light one candle for Shabbos. We light two candles. We just want the whole sugya. I mean, we're learning Parip and Memadlikin. All the halachas of Adlokas Neir Shabbos, whether it's Oyinig, it's covered at Shalom Bais. All the different themes and the different ideas. But why two Neiris? It's a Hanukkah, eight Neiris. We know why. But why two Neiris? One Neir would be enough, says the Marsha. This is the Gemara, and the Vilna Gaon is Bir Agro. When the Mechaber says you should light two candles, he quotes this Gemara as well. Because you see, Ahu Saba, two. One was Sacher and one was Shomer. That's what else it's two. Either way, Zok the Gemara. Shomer Pinchas Ben Yar, Chasne. Now there's a big Shaila whether Pinchas Ben Yar was Shimei Chai's son in law. Or whether he was Chais and Moshe, he was his Shver. Either way, Venafak Lapi went to greet Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He gets his Kabbalah upon him from Rav Pinchas Ben Yor. The Gemara says, Ayla Lebebanya, he took him into the bathhouse. He says, I have to clean you up. Have a Ka'orach Le'le Bisre, Chazad Abbe Pila Beguve. And he saw the skin, the body of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He couldn't believe what he was looking at. Why? Because Rav Shimon Bar Yochai lived in sand, literally, for 12 years. 13 years. Have a Kabbalah, he started crying. The Kanasru Dimas Ene, the Kamet Safchale. And his tears went into the wounds of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was screaming. Pinchas Ben Yair couldn't handle it. He said, "Oy li sheri sicha bekach. Woe to me that I have to see you this way." Amalei, so he told him, "Ashrecha sheri sini bekach. You think it's woe is to you? No, it's just the opposite. Ashrecha. So mole loyri isini bekach loy matzasa bekach. Because if you wouldn't see me look this way physically, you wouldn't see me the way I look spiritually either. What changed spiritually about Reb Shimon Bar Yochai?" Says the Gemara. The Mikara, it used to be, before Reb Shimon Bar Yochai went into exile, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Kushya, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was always the one asking questions. And when he would ask a question to Reb Pinchas Ben Yair, have him farakle Reb Pinchas Ben Yair, trace up Beiruki. Pinchas Ben Yair had 12 answers. Lesayif, when he came out of the Ma'ara, Reb Pinchas Ben Yair Kushya, when Pinchas Ben Yair would ask a question, so Reb Shimon Bar Yochai wasn't the one asking, it was the reverse. But not just that, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai steiked so much, have him a farak le Rashbi Esrim Bar Bar Peruki. He had 24 answers. So till then, he used to have to ask the kasha to Reb Pinchas Ben Yair. Reb Pinchas Ben Yair was so much better in learning than Rashbi. He had 12 answers to his question. Some of you, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai didn't know the answer to it. He had 12 answers. Here it flipped, mamish in the reverse. Amar, he said, did Reb Shimon Bar Yochai hail this rachish nisa? Because of this unbelievable miracle that I just had, Ezel asking us, I have to do something. I have to give back. And you know what I need to do? I need to make life a little better for Jews. How do I know that there's precedence for this? Because the pasuk says, "Vayove Yaakov Sholem." Yaakov was very afraid. He was very scared. He was scared of Esav and all the different things that he had. And he came back Sholem. Yaakov made it out alive. Yaakov, at the end of his life, he was Sholem spiritually. He had everything. What does the pasuk say? What did he do? He had a karsa toif tashem. Rav said, what was Yaakov Avinu's way of giving back? And this Gemara is unbelievable. He made new coins. He made roads. Rabbi Yochanan says, Merchatzoy is tikkun lehem. He made new bathhouses. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, our precedence from Yaakov Avinu, the Bechira of us. I have to do the same thing. I have to make it easier for Jews. Omar. So he turned to the oilam. He says, tell me, Ikkun Milsa the Boilus Kuni, is there anything that needs a little bit of help? Omar Lehi, they said, yeah. Ikkun Duchta, this Bei Safik Toma. There's an area in the neighborhood where there's a Safik of the Toma. We don't know if there's Toma or not. This would Tsar the Kayanim. The Kayanim have a lot of Tsar. Why? Because they always have to circumvent that area. Because there might be Tumah, but there might not be Tumah. If you can help us figure out if there's Tumah there or not, you might make life better for the Kayhanim. Omar, he said, Ikka Inish the other, this Chazak, he started doing due diligence. He said, is there anyone that knows anything about the history of this place? Omar, who's Sabu? So who's Sabu was there? He said, I can tell you what I know. Kan Kitzeitz Ben Zakkai, as in Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was once here, and he was Kitzeitz Turmasi Truma. He was involved with Truma over here. So he planted a Truma tree. So if he planted a Truma tree over here, it must be that this place is tar. Because Truma has to be tar. He would have never planted Truma here. So the Gemara says, Oved Iunami. Hachi. He did the same thing. And he says, you know what? I'm also going to plant truma trees here. Like this, the Kihanim are going to know that it's tar. But the Gemara says he inspected the land. Kolechad avakashi, any part, any land that was a little hard, tahare, he said it's tar. Kolechad avarafi, any area that was a little soft, tsayne, he said, there must be a caver over here. Either way, he was able to mitzayin where the caver was, where there were no kfarim. He planted truma. Like this, the Kihanim knew that it was okay. The Gemara says, Amar hu sabo, that same sabo who told Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who told Rab Shimon that Kan Kitzeitz Ben Zakkai Turmasei Truma, he started walking around and slandering Rab Shimon Ben Yochai. He said, Tir Ben Yochai Beis HaKfaris. He said, you heard what happened? Rab Shimon Ben Yochai was Metaira Beis HaKfaris. So Rab Shimon Ben Yochai heard what this Saba did. Omar, he told him, Umali Loi Hoyisa Imanu, had you not been with us when we went through this? I mean, you're the one that told me that this is what happened, right? It was the same Saba that told Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Kan Kitzeitz Ben Zakkai Turmasei Truma, that Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai relied on to go and be Matai of the area, that he started going and started being Maitzi Lazar. Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai recklessly was Matai an area for Kehadim. So he said, had you not been there, or Vafilo Yisi Manu Vlay Nimnesi Manu Yafa At Oimer. Meaning, I have no problem with what you said, but Akshav Shah Yisi Manu, you were with us. You saw when this all went down. The Nimnei Simanu, we relied on your testimony. This is what you do. Yoimru, people are going to say, Zoynes Mefarchesoy Zuazu. Tamid Chachamim, Loi Kol Shekein. People are going to say, well, Tamid Chachamim are fighting. Even Zoynes wouldn't do that. It's not appropriate. So this is not good. The Gemara says, Yofen Be'enei, he looked at Ahu Saba, Venach Nafshei, and he killed Ahu Saba. Ahu Saba died. You know, we always speak out that Tosfos says in Shas, Chulun Davava Menalef, that wherever it says Ahu Saba, it's Eliyahu Hanavi. Tosfos brings up a shem Yesh Mefarshim. And in that Tosfos, the top Tosfos, Chulin Vavam and Avs, a small Tosfos, Tosfos says, I have one kasha on this Yisoy. I went through every Ahu Saba and Shas, and there's a lot of them. It says, I have one problem with it. This Gemara right here. Because in this Gemara, there's no way Ahu Saba is Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Hanavi would set up Rav Shimon Ben Yochai and then come with Tainis, and he killed him. It's not possible. He didn't kill Eliyahu Hanavi. Besides, Rav Shimon Ben Yochai has a relationship with Eliyahu Hanavi. There's no way this is what happened here. So this is the one pircha that I have on that whole thesis. Either way, the Gemara says, Nafal Ashuka, Rav Shimon Ben Yochai wasn't done. He went out to the Shuk again, met Yehuda Ben Gerim. Who's Yehuda Ben Gerim? He was the Yid who was sitting together with the three Gedolei Adar, with Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, with the great Rabbi Yossi, who's Nimukai Imai, and with Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. He was the one who repeated what Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai said that caused Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai to go into hiding, etc., etc. He saw Yehuda Ben Gerim. Omar, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai said, Adayin Yesh Lezeb Ba'olam? This man's still roaming the streets. I can't believe it. Nasan Ba'ena Vasu Gal Shalat Samais. And that was the end of the story of Yehuda Ben Gerim. That's also the end of this story. Just one ha'ara and then a raid bite. The ha'ara is, it's unbelievable. So Rav Shimon Ben Yochai has this amazing miracle take place. Then, what does he do?
What does he do? He has to get Havakaras HaTayv Tashem. What am I supposed to do? He was saved. The Romans wanted to kill him. He ends up hiding for 12 years and then another year and then the Buxa tree and everything of Lag Ba'omer fame. And what does he do? I have to give something back. He says, I have presents from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was Vayyove Yaakov Sholem. He was Sholem Begufai, physically, B'mamaynai, B'tayrasi, spiritually, mind, body, spirit. Yaakov Avinu walked away from all his sorrows. But at the end of the day, he was unscathed. So what did he do? He made life better for Yidden. He made new coins. He was Masakin Shvakim. He was Masakin Merchatzois. So Rav Shimon Ben Yochai said, I'm going to do the same thing. Frank the Ben Ishchai and his Ben Yoyada. Rabbeinu Shalom, this is the way a tzaddik gives back. This is the way Yaakov Avinu gives back. This is the way Rav Shimon Ben Yochai gives back. You would think they would start saying shiurim, writing svarim. This is the way of giving back. You would think they would have had something a little more spiritual in mind. What's this Mida Keneged Mida? What's this idea that Yaakov Avinu, Rav Shimon Ben Yochai, they decided that they're going to get involved in Tzarchei Tzibur? So he says, Yaakov Avinu said, Kotointi mikol achsad mikol emes. Why was he worried? We just saw the Gemara yesterday's da. He was worried that maybe the miracles that happened to him were menakem mischu Yosef. So Yaakov Avinu was afraid. He says, I want the Eibishter to be meitiv, but I don't want to lose chosim. I'm afraid. So you know what Yaakov Avinu did? He went ahead and he did chesed with Yidden. And he did chesed with Yidin in a way where he himself was going to have no personal benefit from it. Says the Ben Ishchai, Yaakov Avinu needed the new coins. Yaakov Avinu needed the merchatzois. Yaakov Avinu needed the shvakim. Yaakov Avinu is the bechira avos. He's an ishtam yoshev ahalim. Yaakov Avinu didn't need any of this. So this was something Yaakov Avinu did by giving back, where he had no toivus hanah from it, no personal benefit. Yaakov Avinu said, I'm going to do chesed, I'm going to take nothing back. Rav Shimon bar Yochai did the same thing. You know why? To be ma'ira mida keneged mida, ebishta, if I can do chesed and not take anything back, you could also do chesed and not take anything back. The ebishta, you can make nisim v'neflois, and it doesn't have to come with the invoice of katointi mikol achasadam and mikol emes. Says the Ben Yoyah that was the mida keneged mida. When a yid does chesed with other people, especially with a tzibur, with a rabbin, and there's no personal interest in mind, he does it 100% l'shem shamayim, to make it easier for other yidin, for other heiligin neshamas. You know what the mida keneged mida is? Hashem will be meitiv, and it won't come at the expense of katointi mikol achasad mikol emes. That's why Yaakov Avinu did these things, because he wanted not just vayove Yaakov Sholem, but it should be vayove Yaakov Sholem, and it shouldn't have to come with katointi mikol achasad mikol emes. He shouldn't have to lose out from it. Either way, this is Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel. Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel talks about Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Rav Shimon bar Yochai Lag BaOmer. So let's talk a little bit about Lag BaOmer. Not quite in Yonah D'Yoma, but let's talk about Me'inyan Le'inyan, Me'mayad Le'mayad, a little bit of about Lag BaOmer. So we know Lag BaOmer is a Yontif. Why is Lag BaOmer a Yontif? So Shulchan Aruch says, because the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva died, the Gemara says it in Yevamos Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, Midivcha Ve'ad Atzerta. It happened from Pesach until Tzeres. It was during that time that all the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva died. They died because there was a magefa. You know what the magefa was? Askara, what we spoke about earlier in the daf. It was Mises Askara, the Gemara says, in Yevamos, Samech Beis, Amud Beis. And then they stopped dying. The magefa stopped. You know when the magefa stopped? It stopped on Lag BaOmer, says the Mechaber in Hilchas Pesach. When it talks about the halachas of Sfiras HaOmer, in Simin Tov Tzadik Gimel, that's why even though Sfiras HaOmer is a time of Avelos, but on Lag BaOmer there's no Avelos. There's reason there's no Avelos on Lag BaOmer, because that's when the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying, and it's for that reason it's a day of Simcha, and the minig is that we're I remember Simcha on that day, because that's when the Magefa ended. When did the Magefa end? It ended on Lag BaOmer. But the Aruch HaShulchan, and of course all the Sfarim HaKadoshim, and the Chasam Sofer in his famous Tshuva to Rebbe Ephraim Zalman Margolis, they all bring that there's another reason why Lag BaOmer is a Yontif. And that is because we have a Messiah that Reb Shimon bar Yochai died on Lag BaOmer. And because Reb Shimon bar Yochai died on Lag BaOmer, it's for that reason Lag BaOmer became a Yontif. It became a Yoyma de Hilulot. The Chasam Sofer in his Tshuva to Rebbe Ephraim Zalman Margolis says that I don't understand how a yoyma de hilula, a yard site, suddenly became a yontif. A yard site is a day that people fast on their father and mother's yard site. Yoyim shenerg by Gedalia ben Achikam, it's a Gemara in the first paragraph in the Torah. Many places in Shas, and that's one of the famous things that the Chasam Sofer told Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis in his tshuva, where he talks about Tzfas and he talks about Yerushalayim, and it's in those tshuvas, Reish Lamed Gimel, Reish Lamed Aleph, he says he doesn't understand how suddenly Lag BaOmer, which is the yard side of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, became a Yom HaDelula. He says, even though Yom HaDelula is Milosh and Hilo, that's because in Shemayim, when a tzaddik dies, it's a Yom HaDelula. But how exactly it happened in this world, he says, the Chasam Sofer, that I don't understand. But the bottom line is, we have a Messiah, Azoy Shteit in Svar Makdoshim, even though Aruch HaShulchan brings it. So it's brought down in Sifrei Halacha that one of the reasons there's a yontif on Lag BaOmer is because that's the day that Rav Shimon bar Yochai died. But the truth is, there's other ideas that you find as it relates to what happened on Lag BaOmer related to Rav Shimon bar Yochai. The Sfarim HaKadoshim say that on the last day of Rav Shimon bar Yochai's life, it's brought down in the Sifrei Kabbalah, Rav Shimon bar Yochai started being Megala Soidus to his Talmidim, things that his Talmidim never heard. He was Megala tremendous Soidus. By the way, where was Rav Shimon bar Yochai Mekabel all the soidas of Sefer Zohar HaKadosh? We spoke this out not so long ago. The Radal in his Akdama to his Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, and his country is called Shem Echad Eliezer, says that before there was a Zohar, the Sefer Kabbalah that the Rishonim used to learn was Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. The Ramban was a great Mekubal. He always quotes the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. The Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer was the Teres HaSoid. Rabbi Eliezer, as in Rabbi Eliezer Ben Hurkanes, had a Talmud Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had a Talmud Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And that's the Shalshelas. So really, the Torah of the Zohar goes back to Rabbi Akiva, which goes back
to Rabbi Eliezer. He says Rabbi Eliezer himself was mekabelit from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Mishnah says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had five talmidim. One of them was Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus. He was the bar sitch in Mapatipa, and he says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saw that he would never forget anything. He trusted him with the Messiah of Teres Asoid, of Teres Anister. He gave it over to Rabbi Eliezer. But either way, on the last day of Shimon Baichai's life, he started being megal a lot of these soidas to his talmidim. So that's another reason that Lag Baomer is so special, because Shimon Baichai was nifted on Lag Baomer, and on that day he was megal all the soidas. Obviously, that brings out something very unique, something special about that day. The Aruch HaShulchan, in that piece where he mentions that Lag Baomer is a yontif, because that was the day Rav Shimon Baichai died. He says like this, V'regilim the kreisa hilulu the Rashbi. Uberitz Yisrael, this is in Hilchas Pesach, Tov Tzad Gimel. Uberitz Yisrael, Marbin Betfila, Ubadlokes Neirois, Al Kivrei HaKadosh. V'oimrim, and they say, Shenistalik B'yom Zeh, and this is what he suffered, and not everybody knows. V'gam Yotzeh Me'am Ma'ara B'yom Zeh. This is also the day that Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel happened. So the connection between Shabbos Lamed Gimel and Rav Shimon, and Lag Baomer is not just Rav Shimon Baichai, Rav Shimon Baichai, Gzei Rishava. This is the day. You want to know when it happened? It happened on Lag Baomer. So it was the day Rav Shimon Baichai was Nifter. It was the day Rav Shimon Baichai was Megala Soidis, the last day of his life. And it's also the day that he walked out of the Ma'ara. But I'll tell you one other interesting Maramakim. The Chidah in a Sefer Maris Ha'ayim. So at the end of Maris Ha'ayim, he has Likutin. In Likut Vav Simin Shinches, he says as follows. I'm sorry, it's Simin Tov Tzadigim. It's on the Shulchan Aruch. Tov Tzadigim, he says, V'efsher. He says that I heard and I saw in Sifrei Kabbalah the Biyoyim Lamed Gimel, as in Lag Baomer, Hischel Lamed Rabbi Akiva L'Rashbi V'Chaverov. Unbelievable. Rabbi Akiva lost 24,000 Talmidim to a Magefa. Mises Askara. What did Rabbi Akiva do? Rabbi Akiva lived in the north. He went to the south and he taught Torah to five Talmidim. And he taught, one of his five Talmidim was Rabbi Shimon Baichai. Says the Chidah in his Maris Ha'ayin that he saw in Sifrei Kabbalah, he quotes the Arizal, he saw in Sifrei Kabbalah that, you know, when he started teaching to Rabbi Shimon Baichai, that bond that would change the world, the bond between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon Baichai, the whole Messiah is Alib and Rabbi Akiva. You know when that happened, that Kesher? It happened on Lag Baomer. So four things that happened on Lag Baomer. It was the Yom of the Hilula of Rav Shimon Baichai. It's the day Rav Shimon Baichai was Megala, tremendous soidus to the world, soidus that the world had never heard. It was the day that Rav Shimon Baichai left the Ma'ara, the unbelievable miracle. And it was the day that Rabbi Akiva started teaching Torah to Rav Shimon Baichai. But just one very interesting thing. We're learning Masech de Shabbos. Masech de Shabbos, there are three shitas Rav Shimon that literally underpin the entire Masechta. We have Rav Shimon Shita, who's Leslei Mukta. We have Rav Shimon Shita, who holds that a Malacha She'en Etzricha Legufa is Pater Avalasa. And we have Rav Shimon Shita, that Dova She'en Mischaven is Mutter as well. So Rav Shimon Shita in Mukta, Rav Shimon Shita as it relates to Malacha She'en Etzricha Legufa, and Rav Shimon Shita as it relates to Dova She'en Mischaven. You know, the Halach is like Rav Shimon in all three of those places. We pass like Rav Shimon, he's Leslei Mukta. We pass like Rav Shimon that unless it's a Psik Reisha, and we pass like Rav Shimon by Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. There's a Rambam Shita by Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. He passes like Rav Yehuda, but that's a very shver Rambam. We're going to get into that. But either way, these three big Shitas Rav Shimon. Shimon's Leslei Mukta, Dov Shein Mischavin, Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. We've seen a little bit about them already up until this point, the first 32 blet in the Masechta, and we'll see a lot more about it in the coming Dafin. We pass like Rav Shimon in all three places. And the emes, if you think about it, it's a Pella. Why is it a Pella? Because the Gemara says in Erevin, Mem Vavam Medeis, that whenever there's a machloikas between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, that Loch is always like Reb Yehuda. So it's a Pella. Because you know who Reb Shimon's Baal Plukt is in all three of these cases? It's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon is Leslei Mukta. Rabbi Yehuda is Leslei Mukta. Rabbi Shimon holds Dovah Shein Mischaven is Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says it's Aser. Rabbi Shimon says Mocha Shein Tzricha Leguf is Patra Abel Aser. Rabbi Yehuda, we just saw it on the daf. He holds it's Chayev. It's connected to Klal. The Klal is Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda. The Halach is always like Rabbi Yehuda. How you talking that you have three places over here where it's Machlokes Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Halach is like Rabbi Shimon? So I was thinking that maybe the pshat's like this. We know that whenever there's Machlokes in Bishami Bishillel, the Halach is like Bishalel. But the Svar Makdoshim say that La'asud Lovin, when Mashiach is going to come, the Halach is going to be like Bishama. That everybody knows. What not everybody knows is that in the same breath, the Svar Makdoshim say that even though the Gemara says in Erevim and Vavim Medeis, that whenever there's Machloik is Rabbi Reb Shimon, the Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. That's only Ba'al Mohadeh, Ba'al La'asud Lovin. La'asad lavai, the halacha is going to be like Rav Shimon. Right now, the halacha is not like Rav Shimon. But la'asad lavai, the halacha is going to be like Rav Shimon. And I think the Hezber Advarim, is very poshut. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is the symbol of Kabbalah. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is the symbol of Torah Sasoid. We can't connect. We have no shaykhis to the Torah of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is too much. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is MS. But it's something that in this world, when we act as mere mortals, it's something that we don't have a shaykhis to. And because we don't have a shaykhis, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that's why the halacha is not like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Hei Amud Beis, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai held you're not supposed to work. What did Rav Shimon Bar Yochai say? If a person can be Zerei B'Shas Ria, Kaisa B'Shas Ksira, Chayz B'Shas Chrisha, Torah Mataleo, then the Gemara says, Har B'Yosuk Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, V'Lei Yosuk B'Yolim. Because at the end of the day, the Mahalach of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is above our pay grade. It's not something that we have shaykhis to, but that's only in this world that we don't have shaykhis Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. But la'asad lavai, when it's going to be Umal Aretz Deya, then we'll have shaykhis to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Then we're going to all reach levels spiritually that we'll be able to tap into Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So la'asad lavai, the halacha is like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So I was thinking, 6 days a week we have no shaykhis to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. But there's one day we do. There's one day we do, and that's Shabbos. Because Shabbos, nobody works. Shabbos, there's no Yafet Torim Derech Eretz. Shabbos, even Rabbi Shmuel holds that you're supposed to not work and Nitnu Shabbos is El Elasik B'Torah. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is Doch Me'ein the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. Shabbos, everyone has a Shaychis to Rav Shimon. We don't have Shaychis to Rav Shimon. And because we don't have Shaychis to Rav Shimon, the Halacha can't be like Rav Shimon. Oh, but when it comes Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, then we have Shaychis to Rav Shimon. That's why when it comes to Rav Shimon's Shita of Muktzah on Shabbos, the halacha is like Rav Shimon. When it comes to Dovashen of Eschavin, Rav Shimon's Shita, the halacha is like Rav Shimon. When it comes to Malacha Shei Tzricha Legufa, the halacha is like Rav Shimon. Doesn't the Gemara say in Erevim and Vavim and Beis, the halacha is never like Rav Shimon? Yeah, that's because we have no Shaychis to Rav Shimon. But just like Lasud Lavoi, and just like in the Yom Shekulay Shabbos, the halacha is going to be like Rav Shimon. Now when it's Me'ein Olam Haba, the halacha can be like Rav Shimon as well. So I was thinking one Hoysafa. The Gemara says Rav Shimon Ma'ichai and his son came out of the Ma'ara, and wherever they looked, they nos they were burning everybody. They couldn't handle it. Doesn't make sense. This is a world they just tapped into the MS. They saw the real world and they couldn't fathom what was going on over here. This is not something that they were able to fathom. They couldn't understand it. Everybody died until what happened? The Gemara says it was Erev Shabbos, it was Bein HaShemash, as Mamash, the Gemara's were learning now. And they saw Hahu Saba, that probably was Eliyahu HaNavi. And he was running, and he was holding two hadassim. And they stopped him. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, imagine, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai stops this old man. He says, sir, where are you running? Slow down. He says, not running, I have to go home for Shabbos now. He says, why are you holding these hadassim? He says for covered Shabbos. He says covered Shabbos. What do you need two? One would be enough. So he told him chad keneged zochav and chad keneged shom. So Amalei the Rebbe, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai let him run home, and he turns to his son and he says give a kick. He says chazik kama chaviv and mitzvah Yisrael Yosef datayu. He was fine, and he said that was the end of it. He never acted that way anymore. What was the oimek? You know what the oimek was? Maybe because he saw a yid. And he saw what a yid appreciated, Vastos Meta Shabbos. And he realized that even though we don't have shaykhis the whole week, 7 days a week to Yom Shekulay Shabbos, to the Madrega Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, because Harbi also Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Vulay also be Yadon. But one day a week we do have a shaykhis to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Because Shabbos Chodesh, we have one for Zohar and one for Shamar. And he said, like his Rebbe Rabbi Akiva said, Nicham Tani, Nicham Tani. You know what? You gave me the Chama. This is my nechama. He said, if this is the case, that I have chizik from this. I have nechama. Because even though the Yidden don't have shaykhis to the world, I would like them to have 6 days a week. But if they can have shaykhis to it on Shabbos, that's going to be enough. The point is, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai represents, he's an embodiment of the of La'asad Lavoi, of L'yom Shekulei Shabbos. That's why we don't paskal like Rav Shimon. But Shabbos is the one day a week where we do connect to the La'asad Lavoi. We do connect to the Yom Shekulei Shabbos. That's why even though the halacha is never like Rav Shimon, but on Shabbos when it comes to Muktzah, and it comes to Dov HaShem Mischavin, and it comes to Malacha Sheni L'tzricha L'gufa, over there the halacha is like Rav Shimon. Now the truth is, this is Erev Pesach's daf, and we're talking about Lag BaOmer, and it's not really Minyan D'Yoma, but I'll just end. You know, this was an intense run these few weeks leading up to Pesach. We'll just be Messiah with a bracha. We should talk about that just like on Lag BaOmer, the Talmid Rabbi Akiva stopped dying, and it went from days of Avelos to a zman of Yontif these last few weeks. It should be Lamid Beis Yomim of days that are behind us, and we should talk about to Lag BaOmer. It should be Mesu Talmidei. It should be Genugshain, and it should end, and we should be Zoicha to Psuris Toivis Bekarov.